keeper.
Okay. We have a full complement of board members. We did have one of them just left the room for a minute. We need to approve the agenda. I think we're going to make a change in the agenda to have the fire chief's report first, because the fire chief has to leave to attend a function for Mark Keegan graduation ceremony. So with that change in the agenda, do I have a motion to accept?
Motion to change the agenda to allow the fire chief's report to be first.
And approve the agenda.
All right. Second.
Is that what your motion is, to approve the agenda and make the change?
Yes.
Okay. Dan Dougherty seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
John abstains. Fire chief's report.
Okay, so calls. We had three medical in various forms, and one attempt to locate someone had wandered off, and it was a potentially serious thing, and Tim McFarlane, and you know, a bunch of us went to the house and then went in different directions to look. Tim McFarlane and Charles Best, or Charles, that's some different part of my world, Charles Nyborg and Tim went up a hill like this, and found the guy at a neighbor's house. So that was kind of a big deal, and I made a big deal out of that. I was very thrilled with that. Training, we did a medical run review. We also did a structure fire refresher. You know, we kind of do these modules, and toward the fall and into the winter, we kind of shift from wildland to structure stuff. See, personnel, we, at the suggestion of Steve Nathanson, we had severity patrol over Labor Day weekend.
Sorry. Structure challenge plan. I turned mine off.
We manned the station then Saturday and Monday of Labor Day weekend, and we actually had a call while the guys, two calls actually, I think I had two calls over that weekend while the guys were manning the station, so that was good. Mark Keegan graduating from paramedic school today, so I'm headed off to that shortly. Last thing under personnel, yet another possible new recruit came to training on September 3rd. Young guy, not local to Walker, wants to go to the fire academy at Yavapai College in the winter. You know, kind of a stepping stone situation. We're all for it. So we'll see if he sticks. Next up, communications. No update from PRCC. I do have an update from the issue last time with Mesa Fire. They will not be using our frequency. As a reminder, they asked for permission over the summer. The initial phone call said that they would safeguard against any issues related to interference. But then their written proposal didn't include any mention of, you know, how to mitigate such a problem, so I kind of pushed back saying, you know, just alter the wording and we'll be fine. And their response was that they would just find a different solution. So, you know, issue averted, I guess, if there ever was going to be an issue, which I don't think there would have been. Facilities, as most people know, the generator did what it was supposed to do when the power went out on August 27th, but still just mentioning it. So thanks to Dan for quarterbacking that. That was,
perk timing.
I thought that was timing.
Save the one, what was it?
Pancake breakfast? Yeah, saved $600.
Right. I mean, I kind of view that as, in all seriousness, being a huge win that it
right,
really worked.
Absolutely.
Right.
In a time when it wasn't critical.
And then, lastly, Western Yavapai Fire Chiefs Association. So, we're the West Side Chiefs, the thing that I'm involved with. And then there's an East Side Chiefs Association. We're having a joint meeting September 9th at the EOC in Prescott, and the humorously, I am chairing that meeting. And that's all I've got. Any questions?
I do have a question.
Please.
Your medical run review, I think, is a result of the death. Is that one of the things that you had talked about?
No, actually.
Okay, well, I'd like to talk about those kinds of things.
Okay.
I mentioned these in private quite a bit, but when you have those kinds of incidents, you know, there's always an aftermath, you know, post-traumatic stress and the issue of that sort of thing. I just want to, it's my view that if you need that kind of assistance and help with your firefighters, that we need to give it to you. So, you know, some of those scenes are not nice, and they can have a way of lingering. Different people react differently. Mm-hmm. Some people don't react to them at all. Others, you know, have big trauma. So, if that, when I saw that, I thought maybe that's what you guys were talking about. You did have an after-action conversation, I think, after that incident, right? With Eric and you and whoever else was there.
So
Gary.
Yes, I mean,
you want. Sorry, I missed it. Was it after that?
No.
Well, we can talk about it in private, but it was a response where they had a dead body. They tried to resuscitate it, and it was, you know, it's one of those things that you're trained for and you deal with, mm-hmm. you know, in your life. Yeah, but you know, we're all volunteers here.
Well, I did critical incident stress management. The peer support team for
sure. It's just been something that they've had others. They found the guy up on the hillside, the hunter that had died.
Right.
You know, and there's been some other things like that.
Going in to get Shelly.
They've had some traumatic injuries, Shelly, and had some traumatic injuries and things like that that can surface later. But anyway, it's just, I don't mean to drag this out, but I think it's just.
Well, I mean, so the short answer is after we got back from the scene, we did have a long talk, and the one person for whom this was a totally new thing, you know, we made a point of focusing, you know, the conversation toward him, and you know, he said something interesting. He said, you know, since he was home, he said, I would have felt bad if I hadn't responded.
Mm.
So, I mean, we had an opportunity to try to help him. That's kind of
good.
How I view it and try to, you know, convey that to the group.
Right.
And that was his response to that comment was, I would have felt bad if I hadn't responded. That was someone who doesn't necessarily come to as many calls as we'd like for living here. But he, you know, did a great job on scene. We kind of talked on the way there about what maybe to expect. I mean, we knew what we were driving to.
Mm.
So we talked a little bit about what to expect and, you know, just kind of focusing on scene. This is our job to do. We kind of mapped it out. And after the fact, we had as Bill called it, an AAR.
Right.
Nicely
managed. It sounds like you really handled it beautifully.
Well, thank you. But so from that standpoint, and then subsequently, you know, we've talked a little bit about it. I mean, the focus of the run review was not this one particular call, but, I mean, you know, it came up.
Right.
So, you know, yeah.
Nice. Okay. And Bill's basically saying if you feel like in the future need is help, we will cover it.
If there's any question, I mean, that's the problem.
Yeah, make that clear.
I've seen too many guys go down that road, and it just ends up badly forever.
You know, fortunately in our case, there's not really a compounding effect along with it. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's all fair game as far as responding to one of these and having something stem from it. That's totally legit, but I don't think, you know, we don't get enough of them where it compounds.
Right.
You know, hopefully that's a fair thing to say.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
And then when we have someone that wants to take classes at the college, we reimburse, is that the concept, the story?
Well, not this particular.
It's a longer story.
This is a whole different shifting gear. To the
person
that came in and said, I'd like to get involved and take classes. Do we reimburse?
No.
Okay.
I mean, there's a depend. If someone who's been here for 6 years says, hey, I want to take this class again at my college, I think we would bring that to the board similar to approving, although he hasn't asked for the money, approving Mark Keegan, whatever we approved for his reimbursement.
We said we'd cover half or something, and
whatever
he took us up on it.
He didn't. But,
right.
So something like that, yes.
Mm-hmm.
We've kind of always been willing to spend the money, that's $65 a day,
mm-hmm.
to put someone through the 5-day wildland fire class.
Right.
So that's kind of investment we'll make in just about anybody.
Gotcha.
But things that are semester long, where it's a 4-digit proposition,
mm-hmm.
It's, you know, case by case.
Okay, I understand. Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha.
And this kid's coming, he's going to take the fire class, and he wants to use this as a resume builder. So.
Right. Good. That's fun. That's great.
Did you get an answer about the coin?
$2 to $3.
$2 to $3
a piece.
Two for a basic, mm-hmm. three for something.
Was he familiar with them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
So that's my thought. Is get within what you want,
okay.
and then he has to contact his partner again. Yeah.
Okay.
In context, then, for the minutes, is that we're talking about challenge coins, whether or not to spend the money. We discovered that we may be able to have an economical supply or source for these. And
that'd be my thought.
Did he say $3 for what kind of quantity?
Oh, he had to buy 100.
It's 100.
Oh, only 100.
So really, and then, and yet, one thing he didn't mention was, I know there's a die cost, and I think it used to be $75. Let's say it's 100. Let's say it's 100, and we get the nicest coin at $3. So at $4 a piece, we could afford to buy 100 as a fire department, and if you guys want to kick in $2 each, maybe, we'll split it with them.
Okay.
And then the good news is he can get reorders at saving the die cost. So it's a pretty inexpensive way to get it.
Usually when they sell them like down in Phoenix, it's $20 a piece. So
Really?
That's really good.
Right, right. Well, maybe we should go into the coin business as a funding concept for the fire department.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's an option there.
That could be a fundraising concept.
Here we go. Hang on.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. So if you don't mind, front and back, come up with a design that makes sense to you.
I mean, one side will be this.
Okay.
And then we'll figure out, the guys that have expressed interest in this will figure out the design to the other side.
Cool.
Okay. Awesome.
And then I'd love to be, I can be lead on that.
Awesome. Thank you.
Design between, because I don't know him. Okay. Well done, Dan.
Who's going to move to accept the fire chief?
I'd like to accept it. Really beautifully done.
You know,
it captures the mood of the fire department. Okay. Flavor. That's how you do it. Like,
yes,
poet.
Yes.
Okay.
All in favor. All in favor.
Aye.
Opposed. All right. Goodbye, Roger.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to Mark's graduation. Thanks for accommodating by going early. And
give him my heartfelt congrats.
Thank you for
I will do that.
And he's already started his 1,000 hours, right?
But he's done.
He's done.
This
he's done completely.
This is it.
Wow.
He's a
commitment.
I mean, there's a... When I went to EMT school, one of the techs said, this is an unbelievably great comment, you don't learn to be an EMT until you become an EMT. So he won't learn to be a paramedic until he becomes a paramedic, but he's done.
He's done the training.
Yeah.
Right.
Big deal.
What a big
That's
deal.
Great.
Nice boost for the community. Yeah.
Oh, it's huge.
So how many do we have now? That would be
So one that lives here, and then four others that are affiliated with the department.
Yeah.
I mean, Eric White and David come to all the calls from outside the area.
Mm-hmm.
How about Scott Phillips? Has he been coming and going? He's here and not here and here and
so
not here.
So, I mean, he essentially has a semi-full-time gig in the summer working on incidents. So he keeps in touch regularly, but he's gone at a whole bunch of incidents.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And does Mark have to maintain his own bag? His own
paramedic
bag?
No.
You guys do? I mean, we've got it already. All right, guys. Thank you.
Okay,
all
right. Take care, Roger.
Thanks, buddy.
Oh, he shut the door.
Is that a good thing?
Yeah, that's a good thing, I suppose. But, want him out of earshot. I'd like to bring up a topic about Roger. We should, when he's not here. I found in our cabin, we took up some linoleum and we found newspapers from 1958. One of those newspapers is, one of those pages is, I think I showed it to Rudy, is the stock market. This is in 1958. I've taken that down to Hobby Lobby, and they're going to frame that. And I would like to give that to Roger at Firefighter.
Oh, great idea. That's
perfect.
Great.
Yeah. But I mean, because that's kind of his business.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the best quality. It's kind of a yellow, piece of paper from 1958. I think the stock Dow Jones was $450.
I was going to say $350.
I was going to say $350.
Yeah.
$452.
right.
So if you agree with that, then it's going to cost $150.
That's a cool idea. That's a good idea.
Now,
The
second part of that, as long as we're talking about fire, is that the other part is, his wife, what's his wife's name?
Joellen.
Mm-hmm. She has a... she is as involved as he is, really. I mean, because he's gone all the time and does everything. I'd like to do something for her, and I don't know exactly what that would be in terms of, the wives never get recognition for the effort that is put out by these guys. So, she has this dog rescue thing. I don't know if, gift certificates or pet marks or, if you want to give her just some sort of, besides flowers, something that would be... If you think that's an appropriate thing to do, then we could do that.
Gift certificate.
I think that's
a lot further than some flowers that'll work.
Yeah. Okay.
I'd like to.
Especially if she's got a passion that she likes to.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Work with.
So, like $100 for PetSmart or something? Or?
That's fine with me. If I'm just throwing it out there, I think it's a good thing to do. But
I'm not king as much as
I
want to
be. No, I
think,
if you don't bring it up, who will? So,
okay. Well, we'll make those arrangements and,
right.
And
great,
do that.
Good call.
Okay.
Good
right.
call.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that's my president's report. Secretary's report. You got the minutes. We're sent around. Now, when Roger's not here, because I had the old version of his, he made a change to his minutes, and I think what I published or what I copied into the minutes was his original. So I don't know what minor changes there are. I sent him an email asking about that, and he answered back, and I don't remember what he said, but it's just a small change. So there may be some amendment that he might want to make in the minutes about what he had in his report, but it's just a sentence or two. So the process has been, I've been writing the minutes, sending them to you. Now, do you want to start writing the minutes at some point? Or?
Yeah, I think I could try to start that
next
time. Next meeting. I've been sort of listening today, so I'll take an effort next time to do that.
Yeah, all right. I don't mind doing it, but I don't necessarily get it done like I did it Monday for crying out loud, it's easier if I did it tomorrow, but sometimes tomorrow is very busy and I don't necessarily, and I forget about doing it. But it's not, you're not making a baby carriage, or anything like that.
It doesn't need to be a book. Some of these guys Terry did an amazing job, but it was lengthy,
It had to be.
Right. Well, that's true. There's more turmoil.
Okay, so, all right. Anything else from the secretary other than...
No, I just got, I sent Chris... the treasurer's report and the minutes. So just waiting for the agenda. Just waiting for the minutes.
Okay.
So we got a system worked out now. I've been loading things up to Dropbox and sending him the files and giving him access. So it seems to be working. It's easier than doing that FTP thing. And I get the recording and I've figured that out. They will send it to a WAV file and I send him that. So that's working. So I got that figured out.
Oh, cool.
So,
okay.
And the only other thing is the invoices. When I do get an email on the invoice for the conference, I just been forwarding them on to you, if that's okay.
That's fine, but the quickest would be send it to Nate, copy Adam.
Okay.
Yes. Feel free to copy Adam, because he's eventually going to come to me, if not to get the approval to get the information.
Okay. I'll do that. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Have a motion to dispense with the reading of the minutes.
I will second that
motion. So you're the motion boys. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Treasurer's report. Treasurer's report there.
All right, first of all, is everybody getting copies of the financials that I sent out to you that Adam publishes? All right, the balance sheet. Total assets just slightly under $300,000, not much movement there, looking very, very strong. The P&L for August, the income, $6,532. Total expenses were $13,000, so let's go back through two major items that accounted for that disparity. The first one was, Lauren, we went ahead and sent you a check for $4,966, not personally to you, Lauren, but obviously for the Chip and Haul program that we had agreed to. And we also had some labor that had not been budgeted for, some additional labor cost that Roger put through. So that bumped our expenses up to $13,000, which yielded negative income of a little over $6,000. Year to date, our total income is $33,800 versus a budget of $30,500. So we're $3,000 in change to the good there on total income. On the expense side, we have total expenses year to date, 3 months, of $25,800, and the budget was $31,000. So we are, through 3 months, $8,000 to the good.
And how are we compared to last year in terms of our income? Like you say, $33,000 we've taken in so far this year?
You know, year to date, we run pretty close
Year to year, it's surprising. Over the years, the $100,000 budget that we have here, and we run pretty true to it. I don't have the exact figure for last year.
Yeah. Do we get more towards the end of the year, or do we get most of our checks coming in earlier in the year, like after the April newsletter?
It's pretty much all dictated by the newsletter.
Right.
Obviously, and we had a great month. I should brag on Bill because the pancake breakfast brought in a lot of books.
This whole summer, it's done real well.
You know, we run pretty steady, month to month to month. It's pretty predictable, and we stay within our budget. So from a fiscal management standpoint, Roger controls a big chunk of it, and then obviously we have some, you know, insurance, which you control.
Sure.
The maintenance, which you guys handle. Rudy also. So everybody really pitches in and does a great job, and we keep it under control, and we're $8,000 to the good. After 3 months.
Right. I was mentioning to Ed yesterday that, you know, if this was a government entity, it cost us $250,000 a year. It really would.
Yeah.
All the regulation, everything we'd have to deal with, and, you know, we can run it on a third of that, you know. Yeah.
If I may.
Sure.
Okay. We have had so much, and it's still ongoing, new construction up on Big Buzz this summer, starting from Heron Hollow Road, going all the way up to Snowdrift. And I don't know, what do we got, about 5 or 6 new houses up there now, at least? And there's another
485, yeah.
Yeah, and then there's another one that's under construction.
And there's about two or three in the pipeline right now.
Okay. We need to, as soon as we get names, okay, it's a small community, and we're all pretty much in touch, but we need to start making a pitch. Nobody up there is short of money.
So do we find them through, like, Joyce, when they scrub the county, they go through the builds and all that stuff?
Or we go through the realtor or the builder that we see. Now, Mark has done, I think, 6 to 5 this year. And then we've got a couple of other builders that are building up there right now. I know because they go by my house about 7 miles an hour. But we need to touch.
Make sure we're getting through to these folks.
I think we're doing.
Well, they have the latest spikes out. Yeah.
We don't normally get the names of the donors. We do that every once in a while, just to kind of see where we are and who's been giving what. Not so much who's been giving what kind of donations are we getting? $500, $300, $200 donations. But it's been a while since we've done that. Joyce gets the thing from the county free once a year. She does that in April, March, April. The one for the fall newsletter, we use the one from the previous
one.
Yeah, because they charge for it. If she gets one free.
I gotcha.
So, but then Sharon gives us the new owners that have purchased.
Oh, she does.
Yes.
Cool.
She kicks in some money for that too. And then Mark is good about telling them that this, you know, the fire department's here, and I have been receiving phone calls from new people all the time, and there's a lot of new money and a lot of new people. That's the pancake breakfast is very, not so many of the longtime residents that have been here. It's been almost all new.
Right.
The kids' day was almost all new. There are some, you know, of us that are back, but it's basically new people. And they're dropping $20, $50, $100.
Our cardiologist won't let us come anymore.
Don't listen to your cardiologist. He doesn't know what he's talking about. They found that the Egyptians had arterial sclerosis, right? So healthy living doesn't mean that.
Doesn't mean that.
Have a motion to accept the treasurer's report?
Well, I'd love to make that motion. I'd love to second
it. Whoa.
Talk about the new guys coming in.
Wow.
Okay.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Committee reports. If any, what have we got working in the way of a committee?
We don't necessarily have a committee for the Firefighter Appreciation
Day,
but this is, I think, our fifth. You know, we should have been doing it for 46 years, but it's our fifth official. I'll put the sign out today. I'll put the October 1st on there. Bill picks up the pig. I'll come set up the tables and put up the balloons.
Okay, well, I give him all these helium stuff we have back here, there's leftovers for the last 3 years.
The tanks?
Yeah.
Oh, I was leaving them. There was a firefighter that used to make art out of the tanks. But
okay.
I can just
we're moving them out of the way all the time.
Okay,
back
I'll
there.
Recycle them. Oh, yeah.
And if you look back there, it's actually pretty well organized. If we finally got things in boxes and stuff. And
nice.
It's pretty nice. Okay, so firefighter appreciation. I'm going to have some logistical issues getting the pig, so I've made arrangements. Jim Middleton will pick it up, and Matt.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get the pig, put him in either Thursday or Friday, put him in the refrigerator. We'll be here Saturday morning, but
mm-hmm.
I have some Kiwanis functions that I have to do Thursday and Friday night. So.
Okay.
But the pig will be here, and we'll do the same thing we've always done, cook extra meat. And I've ordered the pig already.
Cool.
So we're good to go.
I'll bring the hacksaw, cut the head off.
Yeah. Okay. We have an old meat saw. We have an old meat saw up at the cabin. Somewhere.
Really?
But, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good. Rough blade, blade
nice.
Is pretty rough.
Yeah.
Are we doing something in addition to the pig?
Yeah, well, it's a potluck,
but I
cook like 40 pounds of pork, 40, 50 pounds of pork in a couple of different, like I always do, and,
right.
I cook a couple of things of beans, so that there's enough food
okay.
at least, you know, but it's a potluck as well.
Okay.
But the pig doesn't feed anybody. I mean, it's 90 pounds of bone, basically,
yeah.
with a little bit of meat on it, but everybody loves to see that thing come off.
You need to have an Iowa connection.
Yeah.
Well, we don't have room to roast it. We can get a bigger pig,
okay.
but we got to buy a 90-pound, 95-pound
That's all
pound
will fit
pig.
In.
That's right.
Once you take the head off.
Yeah.
With the head on it, you can only get about a 60-pounder, 70-pounder.
The head is a third of the weight.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So, all right.
What do you do with the head?
We cook it. Boil it up, cook it, put it right in on the, basically, almost on the log. And someone always wants the head. The cheap meat is good,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a fish. Somebody always wanted, but we display the pig gets laid out. We put the head there, and I don't know if there's an apple or a cherry tomato.
Well, we
but the kids love.
I don't know how they get the apple
yeah.
in the pig's mouth because the damn thing's all clamped shut. You'd have to pry it open.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So Okay, so we're working on the firefighter appreciation. Any other committee?
Yeah, I know.
You've done some. Okay.
That's a great.
All right.
I'll just finish up by saying that is a great. It's a two-hour party. I mean, it starts at 4, and by 6 o'clock, everyone is full and ready to go home, and it's starting to get dark.
We're talking about 2 hours. We're here at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Well, 2 hours for the average person, but it's a great day to bring people from out of town. You got overnight guests. It's a great party.
Yeah.
I've not heard back from the band, though.
We've already contacted my youngest daughter.
Good. Good.
Better than always.
That's a great one. Really great to bring people up to.
Well, this is okay. I don't know how many. No, that's what, okay. But things keep popping up.
Okay.
Over the years, we have a lot of chairs out there, but I don't know. We're always maybe short because we took that big batch of chairs, and they're all gone now.
Right.
So do we want to start increasing the number of chairs we have there a little bit? Some of the chairs are. We have at least one that probably should just go away.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a big split in it. But I don't want the cold metal chairs, and I don't know those plastic chairs at Costco. You can still buy these cushioned chairs.
Yeah,
at Costco. They
sell the cushioned chairs.
Yeah,
are they a dozen or 12? I can't remember how many you buy. 12?
I don't know. Is it worth buying an extra, a batch and just, so we have them? We seem to have enough tables now.
Okay. That was going to be my question is let's look at a ratio of tables to chairs. If we find that we have significantly fewer chairs, we'll get more chairs. But if that balances out, we can put into it, I can send out a note today reminding people of the pig roast, say, bring
your
chair.
Yeah, okay. I mean, that's okay. I mean, I have four
once a year,
just grab a couple and bring them down.
Once a year,
and
more chairs
the same thing.
At the moment.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And some people kind of like setting them up outside. It's a pretty
okay.
day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do that today.
Okay.
I think that's great. Let people bring their chairs. Because then we had a storage thing before, and it was getting a little jammed up.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a way to get 20, 30 chairs that we don't have to pay for, and they can
okay.
bring their favorite chair.
And I think we have tables. We have, you have to look and see. But we have extra tables. There's a couple of those tables that are starting to deteriorate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody's bent them too far, and that kind of thing happens with those.
What?
So there's always attrition.
Yeah.
So, all right. Old business, the big tree. I'd like to leave by 10 if I could. The big tree, talked to the county. County says it's our tree. We'll take care of it. They didn't want to necessarily. He wanted to have the professor come
and see if it's really dead.
And do a diagnosis. on the tree.
$1,000 of our money, tax money, that's the guy from Flag to drop.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if this guy comes for free or what the deal is, but it's pretty obvious. He said, well, this tree just turning brown. I mean, is it just needle drop? I said, yeah, it's a needle drop because the tree is dead. It's been dead for 3 years. But, okay, but anyway, the bottom line of that is it's his tree. It's on our property, but it's in his right of way. He said, I'll take care of it.
Are you going to take the roots out?
I would imagine because it's his tree, it's his right of way, so he was going to have to pay for it.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know why he would. When the time comes, I'm sure he'll coordinate with us to do that.
If anything ever happens, if it falls that other way.
Well, it's leaning that way. It's a pretty big tree. It'd be pretty hard for it to come back this way.
So it could.
Anything could happen. You know,
again,
with the windstorm.
That thing, it could be dead. It'll stand there for 20 more years.
Yeah.
And they might start losing limb pieces, but that is a tree, man.
Yeah.
Wow, that's like a bridge.
I think we paced it almost 5 feet in diameter.
Yeah,
that's what you said. Yeah.
I think it's 400 years old.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, we talked about the roof a little bit in the early session, but Dan Flanagan, he called me and he talked to you too.
Yeah.
You know, he said the roof's good for another couple of years probably, but it does need, you know, we need to plan on replacing that roof in a not too distant future. So,
in the meantime, though,
and he said he is willing to do it for cost.
Right.
And which would be about $11,000, $10,800.
But he's doing a lot. I mean,
yeah.
He's not just replacing the roof.
Yeah, it's 47 squares.
Yeah, but he's bringing everything up to code, and
yeah.
And he's also going to replace all the skylights.
Yeah.
What about the gutters?
No,
they're getting chewed up.
You didn't say anything about
that. Okay, we'll cross that bridge.
Okay.
All right. Facility maintenance in general. You know, I know that you're doing the maintenance, but we actually need to find somebody that can help us design some sort of a maintenance program for this stuff, because I don't know when's the last time anybody checked the grinder out there, you know, the septic grinder. It's working, but I don't know if anybody really does that kind of thing need...
Did they get pumped out or does?
Yeah. It's mechanical? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody needs...
Yeah.
We don't want to wait till we have a catastrophic failure out there.
Pay them $100 and come out and look at it.
Is there a
field, like a tank, a main tank?
Yeah, the leach field is above the roof. Yeah. Above the roof.
So there are tanks there?
No, there's a septic tank someplace down
okay.
And they grind it and send it up the hill, and that's why we can't park over there, because it's an evaporation field.
Right.
So
the question is, if it's an actual, I mean, a tank gets pumped about every 4 or 5 years. If there's an actual tank, storage tank. Now,
well,
how often does this place
depends
get used?
Depends on how much use.
That's exactly right.
Yes, we get very little use here.
Now, at a big function, though.
We put 20, 30 people through our house on a weekend sometimes.
Yeah.
And, you know, our septic system hasn't been pumped for 15 years.
Okay.
But you know, some sort of a maintenance plan about these heaters, you know, take a look at this $7,000 generator rather than just let it sit there and not have any kind of idea. When that power went off, that thing kicked on. Boy, what a relief that was, because, you know, it came on early, like 8 o'clock, 7:30, 8 o'clock when that power went off.
Right, exactly.
7:04, and it came on.
Oh, okay.
And it came back on 14 hours and 45 minutes later.
It was almost 10, wasn't it?
That was 9:45 or something
right.
Like that, because I was just...
Yeah. Well, anyway, we were able to do
that.
That
is the quiet... The generator's off. So
yeah.
Real quick, does anybody know what the main cause of that was?
Yeah.
Did lightning hit something?
No, it was wind. Wind and rain. Tree fell on
the
main line coming in that comes over.
From Groom Creek.
Yeah.
Wow.
Comes in from Groom Creek.
The wrong direction.
And that's why it took so long. APS had to actually send a guy on foot to go back because their service road is so overgrown. They haven't been down it. In so many years, they couldn't get down it.
Yeah.
So then they had to clear the way.
Wow.
In order to even get, and the biggest truck they could get back there was a 2-ton cherry picker. And that was the biggest truck they could get back there.
Mm-hmm.
And fortunately, it wasn't a pole down. It was a line that was knocked down. But I had a real conversation with APS following that. They called me for a survey, and it took an hour. And we had a come to Jesus meeting, and I lit him up. I said, you had 491 people out of service here. And I said, a lot of them are elderly. I said, it affected our medical service, it affected our fire service. Everything. I said, we were, and we could not get any information.
Is that what they have? It's 491 meters in Walker?
491 meters, yeah.
Yep. In Walker?
Yep. That's
yeah.
Is that called
Green Creek, huh?
No, that's just Walker.
Walker.
We were the sole outage.
Okay.
And they had another
Oh, it was between us and Groom Creek.
Huh?
It was between us and Groom Creek.
No, Groom Creek was not affected.
There
was us and Ashmore.
Main line between us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was our line.
Between, okay.
From them to.
Well, that's interesting to know that they have 491 meters here.
Yeah.
We had
a smaller one in Ashmore.
Okay. Yeah, all right. So the thing kicked on, ran great. We did everything we needed to do here.
The only maintenance you need to do to that, like what I did as soon as the power came back on, and mine went off the next morning, first light, I went out and I checked the oil level on it. After being run for almost 15 hours, and it didn't use a drop of oil, mine's 3 years old.
Well, it comes with, like, vegetable oil or something like
that. It's real, yeah, it's like.
Okay.
So maybe.
You have a
so anyway, back to the maintenance issues.
Yeah.
So some sort of maintenance schedule, checklist schedule.
That's what we need. That would be the place to start, is create a checklist of these are the things that would need to be watched on a monthly, annual,
right.
Something like that.
With
the list.
And Rick Baker would probably be willing to come down and help you make that list, Dan, if you don't know somebody else that's
great.
Rick Baker lives up here on Renegade Hill, and that's what his business was, primarily refrigeration and that kind of stuff. But he did work for Yavapai Central, Yavapai College, and that was his business. And I talked to him a couple of times about it. There's some personality things that are happening, but, you know, talk to him. And if he'd be willing to come down and walk through with you, and he'd help you make the list, he wouldn't necessarily want to come down and be part of the list of doing it.
I don't think it's all that daunting once the list gets assembled inside.
But he mentioned things that I hadn't even thought of. You know,
right. I was going to say, maybe if we go to another fire department and ask them for their list, rather than to reinvent the wheel, it's just kind of like, here's all the things, only this many apply to us.
But it's not the vehicle, it's the station.
They do station, they do that, they do grounds, they do all that, you know.
Okay.
It might be easier just to get a template from someone else, is what I'm saying.
When is that generator cycle? We've got to set up once a week to come on for 15 minutes.
I think I set it up at Denigo in my house. This is Mondays at 4:30.
Okay, in the afternoon?
5 minutes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right.
Set up a Wednesdays at noon for 15 minutes.
Okay, so that's something to think about in terms of having some sort of a checklist. So if you're not here for some reason, you don't run again or whatever it is, that the next guy comes along. And
I would go this before I even ran.
Yeah, there's the history. Okay. New business, fall newsletter. It's time to start thinking about the fall newsletter. What do you want to put in it? What kind of things? A feeling for.
Are Greg and Lonnie still in?
Greg and Lonnie will still do it.
Okay.
As far as I know.
I'd love to see more pictures.
More pictures.
We're doing it online now, we can put as many pictures as we want, but we could actually start asking people for cool pictures of creatures they've seen, bobcats, things like that.
We're
going to print one too.
We're going to print one. Yeah.
Right.
They have an edit picture. She came and took pictures of the Walker Day. Mm-hmm. I think she did at Kids Day. She wasn't at Kids Day, but
maybe we could actually put a link on the hard copy that says pictures online.
Yeah,
sure,
and have additional pictures. But we had to publish some pictures too.
Mm-hmm.
What was I thinking about in terms of my? I had some thoughts about where I was going to go with. With my article this year is more reminiscing,
mm-hmm.
type of stuff. So, because there's a lot of new people, and a lot of the stuff that we do is repeated each time,
mm-hmm.
there's so many more new people coming in all the time. What do you think? There's always an interest in the history of the community.
Yeah.
And get things in there. It was about the Sunday school. I wanted to get something included in there about the Sunday school because I keep running across these old Sunday school things from the 1960s.
Someone from the Sunday school.
I've asked them before.
Ellen or one of those.
I've asked them before. They just never seem to get it done.
I'd
be more consistent.
Okay. That may be neat for them to write a little
sure.
paragraph
Lauren,
or two about the Sunday school.
Get Lauren, get something in,
Right.
In the newsletter. you know, something your, you know, some
about the Chippenhall or something like
that. Yeah, he does.
Just like a paragraph or two about the Chippenhall, when you started it, maybe the history. If you want to do it, if you've got time for it. But it's a neat touch because it's something that everyone is looking forward to. I mean, they're starting to think ahead, like even Ed was saying yesterday, if I've got to work with branches and brush, stuff like that, wait for the next Chippenhall. People are looking forward to that, you know.
Okay, well, September, it's September now. When would we want to publish thing? At the end of November, middle of November?
Well, if we shoot for mid of October, it'll be done by middle of November.
End of October, first of okay.
Before the holidays start coming. Because once you're past Halloween, then everybody's geared for Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, New Year's.
Okay, so we're talking about first of November?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because then that'll involve secretary too, you know, and treasurer, of course. Anybody who wants to write in there, you put something in there. Okay? All right. Anything else?
Yeah,
in the new business?
I just had a question. You know those maps Joyce has been working on?
Yeah.
Are those available yet, or are they still somewhere in a bank? They are beautiful.
She has them, and she'll give them to you on, you know, in a drive.
Yeah.
Do you have that, or do you want
to? I've got one that's 2 years old.
She'll update it for you. She's updating it all the time.
Okay.
Her concern about publishing it and printing it is whether or not she's got this data for free from the county.
Okay.
And she doesn't know if she has to give the county credit for it and that sort of thing.
What map is it?
She's drawn a map. She's a GIS mapper.
Oh, right.
And she's gone through, she's driven on every driveway, and she draws the houses in, and Roger has them. And Rudy has them. Anybody who wants one can get it.
Okay.
But you play it on a laptop. It's not a printed map.
Right.
And
she has
an index. You know, if you have a name of the road, it's ABC123 type of thing. So
cool.
Can find it. It's a nice thing. This is a bad time of year for her. Our kids are involved in the drum, you know, the bands, the flag lines, and that sort of stuff. They can't come until November up to Walker, but she'll make a copy of it for you. You know, what she's done and the change.
Well, not too complicated, but the one I have was two different ones actually in two different sizes. I don't have them on a flash drive or a thumb drive. They were hard copies and they're big.
Oh yeah.
And I mean, you could take it down to
Kinko's.
Blueprint price of PV there somewhere. And they'll run you one for $3-4.
Yeah.
You know, rather than try to complicate her life, and can I get a thumb drive, and where do I, you know, this kind of stuff. I mean, just run it off what's there. They'll run your copy, and you're done.
Okay.
But I was curious about if they're yet ready to be published without any legal.
No, she hasn't. We haven't really looked at that. We don't know what's going to happen to you. We're not in the industry, so we don't know what's needed and not needed. She hasn't done this.
I was thinking of, and then she rightfully shut me off, of selling those here.
Yeah,
because I mean, you got to see one of these.
I'd like to.
I've got one in the truck.
I'd like to see one.
Yeah. Can you grab it, or we got?
Yeah, if you want.
Yeah, go for it.
Well, I'll finish up.
Because that's what I was thinking. Is it something that if we didn't sell them like just outright, could we at least put one in the silent auction at Walker Day or something like that?
Her fear is that, you know, they're giving credit to where the data came from.
Just have to put a little disclaimer on there?
Well, I don't know. This is something you need to talk to Bill Karash about.
I see.
You know, or somebody like
that. Or someone at the county to say,
the county would pay for it.
Right? Yeah, it's county. It's our tax.
That's what I was thinking. Maps are funny.
Uh-huh. Really? Okay, I have no map experience.
Yeah, it's copyright stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know. You're using.
I mean, just for, you know, the programs. Neighborhood. Just, I like to have a map of the
right.
Who's who.
Especially if she's taking time to put cool houses in.
Okay, well, he's going to bring that back in. Community announcements, Firewise. Lauren, you have anything for us today? New?
Not really. We're real busy right now. Got a lot of jobs going on, particularly in Potato Patch.
Oh, good.
They have really become active.
Great.
Good. Yeah, they have new people up there. I mean, these are new homeowners up there. Some of them are the old ones.
Most of these are older homes.
Okay.
About one new one.
Yeah. That's the one I've talked about because they called and said, you know, what do we do? But, the Potato Patch has been more active We've had guys at bingo, people at pancake breakfast. There's more activity from the potato patch than I've seen for some years.
The state crews are still active. They've been gone for a couple of weeks. I expect them back soon.
Yeah.
I like these guys.
Mm-hmm.
You like those guys?
Yeah, they were up doing Ken Terry's place.
Oh, yeah, they loaded my truck with wood. I like them a lot.
I loaded your truck with wood.
They did it too. I pulled up and there were two guys there.
I loaded
your
truck with wood a few times.
We have a little bit more to do up there on Terry's. We have a little bit more to do on
okay.
They will leave standing dead for habitat.
Oh,
especially if it's
well, they left a leaner on your property. I'm surprised they didn't take
it. I talked to Lauren about it, so hopefully they'll come back.
They're still
going to
do a walkthrough and probably do some.
Okay.
Well,
I think
it's big.
Okay. Hang on. Let's finish up.
Yeah.
We got no announcements for Firewise, no dates coming up or anything like that you want to talk about? No dates for Firewise or WCAA coming up that you want to make an announcement about?
I think October 8th is the WCAA. Annual meeting. It's going to be an afternoon potluck type thing.
And I think a week later is the chili cook-off, like the 15th.
I think something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
So fun. I'll be going. That's a great party.
Fire first.
Okay. And do you have anything else to say? You want to talk to us? Tell us what we're doing. Okay. Brief board discussion about anything. The map. No. Okay. You want to adjourn our meeting and then we'll talk about the map?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I'd like to make a motion at this time.
We're adjourning at
9:59. I second
it. You're going to have to make a motion.
Yeah.
All right. Whatever I was going to say, you're going to say. I like that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.